Chotev Kashrus. He has to also with Shabbos. Goy she'asa melacha avru Yehudi, aval ein ha'Yehudi neina yishirot mota melacha, mota melacha. If a goy did a melacha for a Jew, he didn't do it for the Jew. Even if he did it for the Jew, you're not benefiting directly from what the goy did. Yeah, not like you turn on the light or something like that. You're directly enjoying what he did. Let's say you did something that you're not enjoying directly. You opened the bottle that we're not like to open on Shabbos or whatever. Indirectly, now I could use what's inside. So you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Now you're allowed to tell a goy, do a malacha, even though through him doing this malacha, something asur will happen. For example, if you have a water urn, that if you take out the hot water, cold water enters the machine. A Jew is not allowed to use the cold water on Shabbos. But the goy, you're allowed to tell him to take out the water, the hot water, and through that, the cold water will enter. Because you're not causing the cold water to enter. Now, we know on Shabbos, there's certain things, that even though there's no melacha, no isul melacha by doing them, certain things on Shabbos that they're not an isul malacha, but they look like a weekday thing that you do. Therefore, you can't do that on Shabbos. For example, we say you can't grade things on Shabbos, grade them on the grader. Why not? You're not doing anything. It's uvdin dechor, it's called. It looks like a weekday thing that you're doing, of grinding.
Source of the words?
Uvdin dechor?
Like to work?
Meister of dechor, yeah. Meister of a week.
Dechor of a week, okay.
Yeah. Not in the chor. Yeah? Then you can do it, right? But, or like we said, a slicer of vegetables that you press and the whole thing you just press down and it cuts the whole thing and makes it into a salad. You can't use that on Shabbos. But a goy, if it's for a big need, you have a big simcha or whatever, you can tell a goy to do it on Shabbos. Because it's not a melacha mamish. It's not a melacha. No isur when you're doing so much. It's just like, it's like a sort of muktzeh. Or things you can't do on Shabbos because it's too much. It's hard work for you to do. The Torah doesn't want you to do hard work on Shabbos. You gotta tell a goy to do them. Because it's not because of
Easter. You're capable of doing it, but you can't do it.
Right?
It's something you could do on
could
Shabbos.
Do, it's just... No, you're not allowed to do it because of tircha. On Shabbos, certain things they can't do.
It's
too hard to do.
I understand what you're still saying. You're saying that it's asur to do it on Shabbos.
Yes, you can tell a goy to do it on Shabbos. Because the isu is just because of tircha. It's too much effort to do it on Shabbos. You have a fridge on Shabbos that you forgot to turn off the light inside. Okay, and you remember that you forgot to turn off the light. What you do on Shabbos? So, if you have a goy there, so and it's letzorech, you know, if you need your food is there. You're not gonna eat the whole Shabbos if you don't have it. So it's letzorech. Or you have kids, anything, right? All these situations. You could tell even a goy, there's a cooler, you could tell a goy even to open the fridge. Open the fridge. Tell him, open the fridge. Not telling you any melacha. Open the fridge. And the melacha happens already. What?
Right.
Even though it's going to happen for sure, yeah. And
we're not responsible for psikuation of the boy.
Yeah, exactly. You can just the only thing you can't tell him to do a malacha. You can't tell him to turn off the light in the fridge.
So opening the fridge isn't a malacha because you know it's gonna turn the light up?
No, don't mention what you know. And if there's no goy around, so the igles Moshe brings down, Moshe Feinstein, they ask when the fridge is off, meaning when the motor is not running, mm-hmm. you tell a kid to take it out of the socket. When you hear it's off, you can tell the kid to get a second.
But the child has to be under the age of, what's the age of chinuch?
Yeah, I don't know. Nowadays,
that's 45. 16, 17 if it's not mechalek.
No, but under 13 years old. Under, as long as that bar mitzvah.
Right.
Of course, the younger the better, obviously.
But for LA, that's like 45.
By the way, the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is even more lenient there, and he says even an adult could take it out, b'shinui.
B'shinui, yeah.
For example, because it's not really doing anything, because the electricity is not running right now. Right? Like with the with your elbow, whatever, b'shinui, you could take it out. There's a few things you could do, there's other things you could do b'shinui on Shabbos if you need to.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper, there's even more things with electricity I could do b'shinui. If someone's in there, you have someone with a migraine. You know what a migraine is? Hashem Rachim. It's very bad. And a lot of times, I don't know if everyone is like this, the light bothers people with migraine very, very much. They can't. They can't. It's not much. It's pain, but it's penetrating. It's penetrating pain. Not much can do. It's horrible. I know because my mother, when I grew up, she had a lot. So on Shabbos.
Is that what you did to her?
On Shabbos, right? If the light is on, and the person is going nuts on mash, and there's no other way that he has to be in this room. So b'di'avad, right? Not b'di'avad, even the chatchila, if it's really, really bad in the person, b'shinui, he could turn off the light. B'shinui. His elbow. Okay?
Slingshot.
Okay.
If you need toilet paper, just hand a whole roll. Just roll it to the cat.
And I fall apart. Okay. I don't know if you want to wipe with the toilet paper like that afterwards.
Okay.
So. Yeah. If there's a guy who works in a Jewish house, in a Jewish home, and he does dishes on Shabbos, he can turn on the hot water, he can turn on the light, whatever he wants he can do. You're not telling him to do anything. Whatever he wants, there's no, you don't have to tell him, don't do it. Right? Even if he's washing the floors now. If you didn't tell him, you can do whatever you want. You can't tell him, wash the floor, and then he'll do sochet, he'll be squeezing the thing, or you, right? You can't tell him, wash the dishes, and then he'll take the sponge and use it on Shabbos. Because then he's doing what you told him, amir alegoy, it's asur. But if he does it on his own, right? He knows that he does the service in the house, does everything. You didn't tell him on Shabbos to do, and by yeah, he can do.
You tell him before Shabbos?
What? Right? You tell him before Shabbos? Yeah. Tell him on Shabbos you have to do the dishes, and on Shabbos you have to do this. Yeah.
To tell a child to turn off the light?
Only for big tzorich. Only for a big need.
Go to sleep, I don't know if that's a big need.
Sorry, some people it is, some people not. I don't care. I put the blanket over my head, I sleep. But some people, they can. And they won't be able, they'll be suffering the whole Shabbos. Yeah, if there's an elevator, let's say the hotel, and there's Arab workers going, yeah. If you're not telling them what to do, they can use the elevator. Bring up the kelim for the Jews, everything. As long as you don't tell them. They know their job, they're good. It's better to organize things before Shabbos, but the chatchila you have to tell them. Also, if the Jews are eating shalashuris, and then the guy is cleaning off already, and it's before Shabbos ends, so So the guy is allowed to wash dishes even before Shabbos ends. You don't have to tell him don't. And by ya. That's why. The guy is really doing it. Why is he doing it for? For himself. He's making money. Malach patel achshav. Make a difference now for him. Okay. I'm skipping here a whole thing about Pesach.
We'll cover it, right?
Emir Tzashem, yes. We'll learn about Pesach. But not now. Pesach we learn, and next week we're learning Purim, Hilchot Purim.
Oh, it's
not 40 days from today, was it? Today's 40 days before?
It's day 45 to day 45.
40 days.
There's 40 for them, but we're...
No, I'll blame you, okay, no?
Another 5 weeks to have a Purim.
Yeah, you're supposed to say every Rabbi Natan writes. They say to start asking Hashem, save me from the husk of Aman Amalek, which means to be sad from everything, from anything. And we should merit the kedusha of Mordechai Nesser.
Amen.
We should say it every day. Okay. Now we'll talk about bread. Okay. Talk about bread. It says in the pasuk, "Lo al alechem levado yichya adam." Not only on bread the person lives. I don't know. I never eat bread. Only Shabbos usually. Ki akol motza pi Hashem yichya adam. We learn from this that a person has the bread that he eats has to be according to the Dvar Hashem, according to halacha. Right? Also, bread has halachas. Simple halacha. And Shabbos, we supposed to do have a lechem mishne, right? You have to have 2 pieces of bread, 2 loaves of bread. On Shabbos, we learn all the halachot of bread. First of all, hakema. Bread is made from flour, as we know. Talk about the flour. It says in the pasuk, "Ki tavo el haaretz uktzartem et ketzira lechem kedem chumet ochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh ad avichem korban lekechem chukat olam dorotechem v'chom hashemotechem." Yeah. So when you come to Eretz Yisrael, so there's certain halachot about the kemach. There's isur called isur chadash, new, isur of new flour. What does that mean? We'll see now.
It's also nechutzlos, no?
Nechutzlos depends if yeah.
Machloikis.
We'll see. Machloikis. We'll see what he says here. You're right. There's a machloket, right? We'll see now. Tvuat mine dagan. If you have produce of the five grains. שנשרשה בקרקע לאחר 16 בניסן של השנה שעברה. That it took roots. How is it? It took roots?
Took root.
מה זה?
Took root.
Took roots, yeah. It took roots. After the 16th of Nisan. 16th, Tet Zayin of Nisan. Last year. ונקצרה לפני הפסח בשנה הזו. And there was harvest before Pesach of this year. היא נקראת חדש, it's called חדש, ואסורה באכילה עד תחילת ליל 16 בנשאר של השנה הבאה. You have to wait until the night of the 16th of Nisan, meaning מוצאי פסח, the first חג. Only then you could eat it. And in חוץ לארץ, until the 18th of Nisan, because...
double holiday.
Okay, mm-hmm. 2 days, why is that 17th? Better. Okay.
Then they wait till... They don't wait
till
it's done
until
the offering is brought
to Beit HaMikdash.
So why do they
have
to wait
until it's brought
on that day?
Maybe
get informed
that it happened. I don't know exactly. Let's see what he says here.
Until the first
over was offered. So, I don't know. He doesn't say
why.
Find out later.
What?
Why in Chutzlar it's till the 18th of Nisan?
18th? It should be till the...
17th.
Right.
And not even, I mean, just because it's a chag.
Postal service is so late.
What?
because the postal service is so slow.
Can maybe till they inform them. I don't know.
Yeah. Because that. The thing is that had the omer first omer had to be offered before you could eat the hadash to make it the yashan. Mm-hmm. That's what.
No.
I heard. Then they have to know whose art it was done.
Right. So till they inform them. Stop. אכן יש שם עתירים, כל שנזרה, תבואה שלהם לפני זה נתקזה עם ניתן, ואין להקל כבודם, יש לך כבודת ארץ לארץ. There is a kula in חוץ לארץ. Once they sowed the wheat, the kernels, they sowed them in the ground 3 days before Tzayin, so it's considered that by Tzayin it was already it took root. Yeah? Only in חוץ לארץ. And now it's Israel, we wait. It has to be sold 2 weeks before. 2 weeks before Tzayin of Nisan. And then you know that by Tzayin of Nisan, for sure it was rooted. It took root. Okay?
How comes that?
Because there is a shita in the Gemara that 3 days is enough for rooting.
I know.
Okay. But in Chutz La'aretz is more cooler. But let's see why. Why in Chutz La'aretz? What's the difference? בתבואת ארץ ישראל כל הדור נגיד צריך חודש מן התורה. According to all the shittas, there is חדש in ארץ ישראל. אף בזמן הזה. Also in our days. Yeah? The Rambam, Mizdan. Okay. But the אין האיסור מצוי. Usually it's not very common, this איסור in ארץ ישראל. Why? ביות שזמן הזריעה, בדרך כלל תחילת החורף, הקצירה הוא הראשים לאחר הפסח. When do you sow usually the kernels? Beginning of the winter. When do you harvest? After Pesach. So what's the problem? And Baya. Okay?
No, but most of the wheat comes from Israel.
So if it's stuff from Eretz Israel.
They don't make wheat harvest. They don't grow wheat here almost anymore. They used to grow about 40% because they were worried about an embargo. But it pays for them much more to grow fruit and vegetables. And so nowadays, they don't...
So they hardly grow anyway.
Everything. And not only that, a lot of the wheat over here that's grown over here is called hard wheat, which is very good for pastas. And they ship it off to Italy. And Italy sends its wheat over here. Not to mention all the wheat we get from America or Canada.
And there's a lot of Gdolei Israel who are very mekel with Isu Chadash of Chutz La'aretz. A lot. So, but they say at least for Pesach we should make sure that it's wheat. But that does grow here, I think.
Yeah,
the wheat that grows here, the Shmura Matzah wheat, I think grows on the other side. And then there's no problem with Chadash.
The people see you all the trucks.
Okay. אוקיי. הקמח המשמש להפיית הלחם ומוצרה עובד דרך מערכת צנרת ארוכה ומפותלת דנרז לסקים אטומיים מסלול למעווה קר פורה לגידול תולעים מסוגים שונים. The way they make flour today, it goes, if you ever go to a factory that makes flour, it goes to a lot of tubes, all kinds of things, which is a good place for worms and all kinds of insects to multiply. Yeah? Therefore, it's an obligatory thing, right? You must. לנקות את החיטים ולבצע ניפוי מעולה כדי להלן לשמור את תנאי היגיינה הקפדניים במהלך אריזת קמח יצונו בשיווקו. You have to make sure that there's no bugs. I know that they do grow wheat here. So wheat I get is grown here. I buy organic whole wheat. And my friend told me he worked in a factory that makes, they used to grind the wheat, the kernels, and he told me that there's a special machine, it's a big, big tube, and then there's a pipe that it goes through, and there's holes there in the pipe, and when it shoots through, a lot of hundreds of thousands of bugs fall through, and there's another one, and then, until it, when it goes to the grinder, it's clean. Even if there is something, there's a much one maybe in clean in this wheat that I buy, but stop when you buy regular wheat, okay? And then right away they put it in the fridge, and therefore you won't have to sift it. Yeah, because if there's no eggs and anything there, they won't hatch. If you put it in the freezer, even if there's eggs, they won't hatch. Okay? In that case, there's no bugs. But stam, you buy white flour in the store. You must sift it. Again. Asur to eat wheat. Asur to eat worms that are in the flour. Asur yisur d'oraita. Huh? No, if they ground up, you're allowed to. Yes, if they ground up, you're allowed to. Even though you're not supposed to grind it up the chatchila, but if they are, you're allowed to eat them, right?
Right, but what if they're frozen?
Huh?
What we do is we put our wheat, the flour, in the freezer for like 3 or 4 hours.
So what?
For a day.
So then what? You let it eat?
It freezes.
So what?
Then they're bugs.
You let it eat worms, frozen
no.
worms? No, so you have to sift it.
They're there, maybe dead.
It's good
there.
To put it in the freezer because then they won't
multiply.
Yes. I'm not saying not to. It's good. Doesn't mean you don't have to sift it. Still have to sift it. The problem is, by whole wheat. Whole wheat, you can't sift. You cannot sift because the holes which are big enough to sift whole wheat, the bugs are big enough to go through there also.
So what do you do?
These days, there's whole wheat ground, very, very fine.
And they could go through even the fine ones? If you could get one that goes through the mesh.
There's also perfect. Two or three companies where they come already pre-sifted. And it's packaged in a way that as long as the package is sealed
right? That's true.
Ada says you don't have to.
Nachon,
worry
but if you buy a whole wheat in the regular those orange bags, they're problematic.
That's something else.
That's what I was talking about. Not something which is pre thing. I also buy things I don't have to sift. I buy specially. Mm-hmm. And when it comes right away, I put it straight in the freezer until I use it.
There's Mehudal.
The Ruben Fair. There's
a Ruben Fair factory going up in smoke.
Really?
Couple of years ago.
Wow. There's a few companies, good companies. If you want, I'll give you numbers. Kim.
Okay.
Now, you don't use any sifter for it. There's a sifter which is called Napat Meshi. I don't remember the numbers, but it's very, very fine. It's very fine. It's like a screen, very fine screen. Only that kind of sifter you use for white flour. The other sifters, they're not close enough, not for the bugs not to go through.
What about whole wheat?
Whole wheat, I told you already, you can't buy regular whole wheat and sift them.
So what do?
You buy whole wheat which you don't have to sift. If you want, I'll give you a number, you can order. You can also buy in many stores. There's a Mehudar, it's called, right, like you said, other companies. You look for it, it's usually vacuum sealed. Vacuum sealed, you could use it. Okay? That's if you want to buy wheat. Don't buy the whole wheat and sift it. It doesn't help. Yeah. Now, you don't do midgamit. You don't take 20%, check it, okay, the whole kilo is good. No, you check the whole thing. And by the way, when you buy wheat, buy flour, let's see, where people buy white flour. You have to look at the bag. All these things. You look at the bag. You see if there's webs. Yeah, you don't buy it. It's infested for sure. Right? You have to look. It's clean. The date is good. You go to a store which has a lot of
turnover.
Turnover, right? I bought once rice near my house. And half an hour later, I came back to him. I said, "Shkoyach, give me my money back." Because it's a little store, which hardly has any, especially not. Really have, the only things people really buy there is maybe drinks and milk products and bread. People don't really buy their stuff. So it was full. It was full. I found 4 worms and a chatkan. I came right back to him. I didn't want to take the chance.
By the way, also important, don't buy duvdevan. Duvdevan, or any place that gets a store their product from Duvdevan, because Nissan Duvdevan, they're connected to cult. The Duvdevan, Nissan Duvdevan, and places buy from them. The Sattu Divan is connected to the anthroposophy, whatever
called. The Nazi cult.
Now, if you sifted flour, okay, and there were worms there, No problem. You can still eat what you sifted. That's why you sifted it. Okay. Yeah, once you sifted, even if you found the whole thing was full of bugs, you sifted it. Good. You can use the rest. Okay. Now, if you go to someone's house and they made bread. They made already bread. And he asked them, did you sift the flour? Oh, you forgot to sift the flour. What are we going to do? If there's leftover from that flour, you didn't use the whole kilo, so you sift it, and if it was clean, you could use the bread that wasn't sifted. But, even if you found even one worm, some say even one worm, don't eat that bread. Some say three worms. Okay.
It doesn't make a difference how much flour is left over. You have a kilo. You use.
I mean, I assume that if it's like this much, it's not considered. It's probably, no, I don't know. It doesn't say how much. Im nishar, it doesn't say how much. Once you sifted flour, it's considered sifted for the next 24 hours outside the fridge. More than 24 hours, you have to sift it again. If you sifted it, put it in the fridge, it's good. If it's in the fridge, up to a week. If it's in the freezer, all the time. Why in the fridge? I told you already, in the fridge, if there were eggs that fell through the hole, the eggs could hatch, even in the fridge. In the freezer, they don't hatch anymore. You put the sesame on top of your challahs. You have to check the sesame also. I found the sesame. I found bugs in sesame, especially if you buy a whole wheat sesame, whole grain whole sesame. Whole sesame. And then you have to, for sure, you have to check it even more because the bugs know it's good. Okay. Masha, let's set up. We'll stop here with the other thoughts.